Welcome to Podcasting Tips and Tricks with Lyndall Harris, a show sharing quick, actionable tips, tricks, and advice to help you on your podcasting journey. Welcome back to another episode of Podcasting Tips and Tricks. I am your host, Lyndall Harris, and thank you so much for tuning in again. In today's episode, we are talking about the essential first step you need to know before launching your podcast. And it's not about the microphone, it's not about the equipment and the software. It's about knowing the purpose of your podcast, knowing the why and knowing the objective. It's really important that you get this right to start with, and then you can build on the other steps you need to take to get your podcast out there. There are a lot of reasons to start a podcast, and we'll go through some of those shortly, but to be honest, it's not for everyone. It's really important for you to be clear about your why, particularly if a podcast is part of your marketing activities for your business. If you're not clear about it and you don't have a clear line of how it fits in with your business activities, it can quickly become quite cumbersome and quite an expensive marketing activity if it's not working for you. This is probably the time too to take that step back and work out what is the message that you want to share with the world? What is the piece of information or the industry news and the things that you're educating your target audience about? Are your target audience listening to podcasts? There are lots of statistics that you can get and reports that you can look up to see if your demographic are in fact listening to podcasts. But another great way to work that out is to simply ask your audience, if you already have one, if they would listen to audio content. And if that's the case, then you can start to build on the objective and the purpose of having a podcast. So for me, there's a few different reasons that I have finally launched this podcast, but it very much aligns with my business, Podcast VA. So I am doing it to build brand awareness, to build that expertise, authority, and trust. And I'm also using it in a way. I'm going to be very strategic about how I use the and send people to my podcast in my marketing. So yeah, there's just a few different things that you can really be aware of. I have some clients who only use a podcast for internal memberships. They don't have it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and on all the various directories where most podcasts are available. I have another client who purely uses the links in his email sequences that go out after people download the lead magnets. Again, if people do find them on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Podcasts, then they can still subscribe to this particular one. But the main marketing avenue is not sharing it on social media and sharing it via email marketing to his current clients or audience. It's about sharing the links in the email sequences after lead magnets have been downloaded. So that just gives you a couple of sort of different reasons and understand that people have different objectives of their podcast, and it's just something that you should really nail down before you start. Now, obviously, some of the main reasons people start one is for brand awareness, and it is a great tool for brand awareness. It's a very busy marketplace right now in podcasting, but that's not to say that you shouldn't start one if you feel that it's right for your business. I mean, I'm literally just starting one now in 2019, and there have been many podcasts around for a long time about podcasting that I could have sort of said, oh, well, I'll just not worry about it, but it didn't align with my objective of why I wanted to do it. So, of course, building that brand awareness is in there, but it's also about building the expertise, the authority, and the trust. We all hear about, the know, like, and trust factor. And so a podcast is a great way to do that. It probably is the most intimate way for an audience to consume your content. Video is as well. Video, obviously, you can see the person, you can see their face, you can see their body language as they're talking to you. But you can't multitask when you're listening to a video or watching a video. And that's what the advantage of podcasting has over all other types of content. Another reason to build a podcast is you might just want to build relationships with your peers and be able to reach out and ask people to come on your show or to go on their show, which you can still do if you don't have a podcast, of course. But it's a great relationship building tool, because if you're sitting and having a conversation with a guest for 30 to 60 minutes or even longer, then you're building a relationship that you simply cannot do by following them on social media and just commenting on their posts. So that's another really key reason that people might decide to launch a podcast. It's really great in building your personal brand, certainly for coaches and speakers and lots of different industries. It's great for building that personal brand. And if you find yourself wanting to get your message out to many instead of having the same conversation all the time, then it's a great tool for that, because obviously you release the content once and it's out there for people to listen to. A great tool to educate and entertain. If you can cross the two over and educate while entertaining, then that is a really great formula for a good podcast as well. And of course, repurposing your content is a massive advantage of podcasting. Now, you can repurpose your podcast into a whole lot of other content, and you can also repurpose your other content into a podcast. We're going to cover this in another episode, because there is a whole lot of information we can cover just on this particular topic, but it's really great for that. And it's a quick way to create content by using audio. You can go and get it transcribed, and then you can cut it up into all sorts of different pieces. So for me personally, creating audio content is a lot easier than me sitting down and writing a blog, which I have to say I'm not that consistent at. So it'll be much easier for me to record audio and put that out on a consistent basis. But it's also providing your audience with another form of content, or a different way for them to consume the content as well. So it's really taking your audience into consideration. And if they don't have time to sit and read a blog that's 5,000 words, they possibly could listen to that podcast while they're driving the kids to school, or while they're exercising, or while they're doing their house chores, or while they're doing something else. And again, going back to that thing about finding the stats and finding reports, you can actually see what your target market are doing when they're listening as well. That's it for today's episode. I hope I've planted the seed on thinking about and understanding and knowing why it's important to know your objective and your purpose. And the last thing I want to leave you on is, don't be afraid to pivot. If you decide down the track that you want to change the objective and you want to change your podcast why, that is totally fine. But my piece of advice there is, just understand what it is at any given time. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe in your podcatcher so you don't miss an episode. And whilst you're there, I'd love it if you'd leave me a rating and review to help other podcasters.